This probably happens a lot at the Lake of the Ozarks, but firework disasters must happen. 314-969-1065. My Uncle Scott, on 4th of July, burnt up one of his boats because of fireworks. And I've heard this through the grapevine, but I've never actually heard it from my uncle. So I have my uncle on the phone. What's the story?
What happened was one of my boats had some fireworks that went up and came down and scorched the seats.
Ooh.
Oh, so this is like somebody was shooting fireworks and then they landed in your boat.
Yes.
Oof.
Yep.
That's a bummer. Boy, you think you're safe. You're like, hey, we're surrounded by water. What could go wrong?
The next year, I moved the boat over, took the canvas off the boat, put the canvas in a pile, and the firework went up, still came down, hit the canvas, and put a hole.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a neighbor's boat that the fireworks went up, did come down, start the thing on fire, and it gutted the boat.
Oh, no. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah.
Who's buying me a new boat?
Nobody wanted to own up to it, and it was a young guy who had no money, so it was a shame. He lost his boat.
Oh, no.
Stinks.
So this happens a lot on your lake, apparently.
I think the biggest thing that happens when people set fireworks off are burned little singed fingers from something along that line, you know, and the firework going a little crazy. But usually they go off without too much of a hitch.
That's my Uncle Scott, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Uncle Scott.
Have a great day.
All right. We remind everybody to be careful with fireworks this 4th of July. Don't burn my uncle's boat.
Yeah, don't park next to Uncle Scott's boat. It's bad luck.